It is time now for Kids Q, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children. It is WCHL's Kids Question of the Week. Kids Q airs every Wednesday and Friday at 3:30. That would be now during the Aaron Keck Show. Presented, as always, by PTA Thrift Shop and the YouthWorks on Main Collaborative, the beautiful community home for some great child-focused nonprofits, including Youth Forward, Triangle Bike Works, Musical Empowerment, the Skajaja Fund, Healthy Girls Save the World, and a whole lot more. And we are joined in the studio by Gene Bolduc, the host of the Weekend Water Cooler, right here on the Hill, to help us out with Kids Q today. How are you?
I'm good.
Happy early New Year.
Just arrived by backstroke. Thank you. Happy New Year to you.
It's not raining that much.
Well, there was a really great downpour just
before
I got out of my car.
Oh, yeah. That's been happening like throughout the afternoon.
Yes.
Like you think you're okay, and there's like, I'll just run out to my car and grab that one thing. And you get halfway out, and then
I can make it. And you know, this one time, you probably know this. I brought an umbrella. I actually arrived with a golf umbrella.
That's good.
Which is a nice, large umbrella.
Yes.
So I did not, of course, I would never have a moment's thought about running across a parking lot. But I was watching a couple of people coming out of their cars on the way in. And I mean, just as I was coming into the parking lot, they were just totally getting soaked.
Oh, yeah. It's a rare thing to have an umbrella and it rains. Usually when you have an umbrella, that's when it doesn't rain.
Well, it was coming down pretty good at my house just as I was walking out. And I thought, well, this is not subtle.
I think I should take it.
There's about four umbrellas sitting out on my porch. And I thought, well, I really should take one of these.
With neon signs with arrows pointing saying,
take me now.
Yes.
Right. Take me away.
Yeah. This is my one day to do something.
Yeah. This is how the American voter feels. Take me.
Yeah. Are you ready for Kids Q?
I am.
All right. Everyone get around the radio and stay dry. This question is for everyone. Here is today's question. If you could swap noses with an animal, what animal would you swap with and why?
If I could swap noses with an animal.
And remember, you're not just looking for the look. There's also the sense of smell.
Well, I would hope I'm not looking for the look. that's kind of easy, isn't it? I mean, elephants have probably the most fun with their noses.
Probably.
I mean, come on.
It would be a question of, like, you're taking the elephant's trunk and you're affixing it onto, like, an otherwise human body. I feel like I would tip over if that were the case.
Oh, well, I don't have to worry about that. it's magical thinking, so
you don't have to worry about
such considerations.
So all the physics works out.
You wouldn't have to worry about gravity, any of these things, getting into an elevator or getting stuck, you know, whatever. You don't have to worry about any of that. What I'm thinking is, now I can vacuum those parts of my house
nice.
That are so hard to reach.
I like that.
And, you know, under the refrigerator and under your bed and stuff like that.
That's
the practical
good.
Uses.
I don't know if I would want to do that with
my nose,
though. Like, I don't want to be, sniffing up all of the dust under.
But elephants use their noses for very practical purposes.
They do,
They bathe themselves with dirt with their noses.
Oh, you'd win every, like, water gun fight.
Oh, totally.
At the playground.
Yeah.
Like people show up with super soakers. You're like,
you just laugh.
Amateurs.
Amateurs. Step aside. Hold my elephant beer.
I think the obvious answer is dog, but I would stay away from dog nose because dogs have a really good sense of smell. And I don't think I want to have a good sense of smell.
The world of smell is technicolor to a dog.
Yes.
And it seems to me that would be a burden. That would be like having Superman's vision, but nothing to do with it.
Yes, exactly.
You know, like you can't get there to do anything.
All you do is like smelling these stinky smells wherever you go.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, really, you'd be smelling, think about that. You'd be smelling fish at the ocean from Chapel Hill. What good is it? What good is that? That's of no value.
I think elephant's the right answer. I'm going with you on that.
I like elephant.
The other potentially obvious answer is anteater, which is sort of a
smaller cousin.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah.
Like if you're going to go anteater, you might as well go all the way and go to elephant.
Right.
I'm glad we're on the same page with that.
That's right.
Hey, if you're driving around or if you're at home, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, ask yourself this question, ask your kids this question, see where the conversation goes. And if you have some great answers, share them with us on Facebook or Twitter. Tag us at WCHL Chapelboro and at YouthWorks on Main, works with an X, and use the hashtag KidsQ.